Job 38, 1 through 45. Devotional focus verse. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Job 38, 4, 5. Recently, our daughter came home chuckling about an activity she had volunteered for that morning in her high school Sunday school class. In an effort to demonstrate how ludicrous it is for someone weak to strive against someone much more powerful, her teacher had asked for a volunteer to pit his or her strength against him in an arm wrestling match. None of the big, strapping boys in the class had been willing to take on their teacher, who is 6'4" and weighs 225 pounds. Our petite 105-pound daughter decided that if no one else would accept his challenge, she would. We joined her in laughing at the picture they must have made. Of course, she lost. He was so much bigger and stronger that there was simply no contest. Today's portion of scripture paints a picture of a far more dramatic no-contest situation. Job's wisdom was nothing compared to his Creator's wisdom. God's series of questions regarding nature pointed out Job's complete inability to understand the workings of his physical creation. If Job could not answer God on this level, how could he possibly understand God's mind and character? If he could not unravel these natural mysteries, how could he hope to fathom God's dealings with the human soul? The wonders of creation reveal the might and wisdom of a God who could shape such a universe. In contrast, man clearly is weak, finite, and very limited in understanding. This comparison of the Creator's greatness versus man's insignificance was not lost on Job, nor should it be on us. Because of this great contrast, we can completely trust what God is doing in our lives, even when it does not make sense to us. While the Bible gives us some knowledge of God and our own personal experience with Him broadens our understanding, we can never know the answers to all of life's questions. Still, we know that the mighty God sent His only Son to die for us, and that is proof of His great love for humanity. Let us rest in that and anchor our confidence in the one who created and controls the entire universe. Background information. Up to this point, Job had been crying out for God to appear and answer his questions. In these chapters, Job heard God speak at last, but not with the answers Job was looking for. God's first words were, in effect, "Who do you think you are, speaking words without really knowing what you are talking about?" Rather than answers, God presented questions, more than 50 of them in today's portion of text, and Job could not answer a single one. Among the questions, God asked Job if he had entered into the springs of the sea or walked in the search of the depth. At that time, man was limited to going just a few yards below the surface of the ocean and staying underwater for only a few minutes. Today, submersible crafts scan the very bottom of the ocean, and man has learned that the deepest oceanic trench is over 36,000 feet deep. However, each new discovery brings recognition that there is much more yet to be learned. In Job 38, 31-32, God asked Job if he could bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, the cluster of seven stars in the constellation Taurus, which is among the nearest to Earth, or loose the bands of Orion, a constellation located on the celestial equator and thus visible throughout the world. Bring forth Maseroth in his season, a band of stars, or guide Arcturus with his suns, the three most brilliant stars of the northern hemisphere in line with the tail of Ursa Major, also known as the Great Bear. This reference to biblical astronomy is not to be confused with astrology, which is the study that attempts to interpret the influence of the heavenly bodies on human affairs. Biblical astronomy recognizes that God created the heavens and that the stars are given as signs to us. See Genesis 1:14. In these and all of the other questions, God was not seeking answers from Job. Instead, he was leading Job to recognize and submit to his power and sovereignty. Only then could he really understand what God was saying to him. In chapter 40, God summed up all his earlier questions by asking Job, "Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it." The questions had demonstrated the tremendous contrast between Job and the one who created the universe, and Job quickly recognized his extreme human limitations. He responded humbly and with a determination to keep silent before the greatness of God. Conclusion. When we face painful situations in life, as Job did, it is natural to seek for understanding. Although God may not always provide us with direct answers, we can be assured that the one who has the forces of nature at his command is in control of our circumstances as well.